Triple J like a version.
I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I would do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
like a version.
Yes, indeed. With us this morning for their very first like version, indie rock superstars on the rise. Good morning, Florence Road. How are we feeling?
Hi.
Good morning.
For your sort of normal life, is this an early start, a late start? Where are we at for an 8 a.m.?
Pretty early, I'd say. Yeah. I'd normally rise up around 10, I'd say.
Well, you've put in the effort. We'd love to appreciate it.
Only for you guys, yeah.
Now, it's so good to have you with us, and thanks for squeezing us in, because you've been touring all around Australia for the very first time alongside Royal Otis opening for them. How are you finding it? What do you make of these Australian crowds?
Absolutely love them. We've never been to Australia before, even for a trip, and then to do all these cities, and they're all so different, but the people are so amazing and everyone. Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, we've absolutely loved it. Like, we can't thank Royal Otis enough for like taking us along. It's been so nice.
Please tell me no one's yelling for you to drink out of a shoe. Has this happened?
No, okay, but good. I have heard about this, but thankfully none of that yet.
You've got perfect shoes for it. Not to like goad you into doing it, but you've got these really fabulous brown leather boots. And that tea you've got in front of you, why don't we just pour that into your boot?
Okay, and I'll do it right now. Yeah. Perfect.
If the crowds aren't making you do it, we will.
Okay, good to know.
It's so cool that this is your first time. It would be like a lot to sort of like take in our beautiful country. Something that I wanted to ask, and maybe this is crazy, but you know, we speak to so many musicians who you're writing and getting ideas as you travel all around the world in your hometown. And I was just thinking, like, have you had any sort of inspiration or little nuggets of ideas hit you while you've been in Australia?
Yeah, I think definitely it's more something that we'd think on the aftermath. So like right now we're like soaking everything up, and then like in like a week we'll be like, here are all the things that happened, and then, you know, take those little bits in to our songs.
Do you journal or anything as you go? Like, what's the recording? Oh, yes, we're nodding. What is this? I'd love to know.
We started on this trip a tour journal, kind of, because we've been doing so many shows and then just hoping that we'll remember them, but they do kind of start to blur together. So we've been doing like a day, a page for Sydney, a page for Brisbane, Perth and everything, and yeah,
Is it one for the whole band, or do you each have one?
We each have one, and then we'll, I think afterwards we should like collaborate.
Yes. Yeah.
I know.
Beautiful. Because I just was struck with like, I don't want to be 50 and like not remember any of this. Yeah. My memory is not good.
Even last week, sometimes it's like kind of bad.
Yeah, that means, I guess, we're all living in the present. But something I want to ask you, you know, you did tease coming to Australia with a TikTok where you were lip syncing the iconic show. You're already giggling, Kath and Kim. Have you seen the show? Are you actual fans?
Love that show so much.
How did you discover this? Is this on TV in Ireland? Why do you know the show?
No, I think Lily, you found it somewhere.
Lily, how did you find it?
I actually don't remember, which is proof of why I need to keep the journal. But I do not remember. But just one day, Kath and Kim entered my life, and it's not exited.
She literally sat us down and was like, "You guys have to watch this." I mean, like,
it was. I think it was after practice one day. Yeah. I was like, "Guys, we need to watch." It was the what episode is the one with the?
Yeah, can you do
Kim's a homosexual? Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to please do a line, and you just sort of went there yourself.
And can I admit, much to my shame, I've brought this up on the show a few times, and the text line always yells at me, so I'm sorry for the hatred that's about to come through. I've never seen an episode of Kath and Kim.
Come on.
It's rough, right? It's rough.
Gotta get in there.
They're going to strip me of my citizenship, I'm pretty sure. Man, that rules. It's so nice to have you with us, like we said. It's been such a big year for you guys. It feels like you've opened for everybody. Is there a single act that you have not opened for this year? Where do you start? Olivia Rodrigo, Wallows, Somba. Who would you say has maybe your favourite audiences if you had to pick?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think for me, it's definitely Marley Park with Olivia Rodrigo. That was insane because it was so close to home. Like, I used to cycle around that park when I was 5 years old, and like my mum would have taken me there. And so it was definitely like crazy. It's the biggest crowd we've ever played to. Like, it was insane.
It was like 30,000 people, I think, or more, which was just
And like, that's, we were on so really early as well. Like, we were on at 6 and Biba Doobie was on after us, and there was still so many people there and like listened, and so many people afterwards have said like, oh, like, we saw you at Olivia and we loved you. And like, you know, it's just been so, so lovely.
Totally. I feel like she has such a culture of like her fans know that they're probably going to discover their next favorite artist yes. 2 hours before Olivia Rodrigo walks on stage. So they know to freaking get there early.
It's Contretta and Luca with you on Triple J. We have Florence Road in, their first time in the country and first time in the Leica Version studio. And it's been so lovely getting to talk to you, but we have to kick into, let's get some music. Okay. We're about to hear an original from you. So what are you about to play for us?
So we're about to play a song called Mist, which just came out last week, which is so exciting. And yeah, we're so excited to play it for you guys.
Absolutely. It is so beautiful. About to be live in the Leica Version studio. It's Florence Road with their original Miss. Please, whenever you are ready, take it away.
Anyways, that is all I have to say on this matter.
Just when I'm alone, just when I haven't got you except inside my phone. Just when I'm friends with my thoughts, not just when I'm gonna get caught, not just when I'm inside out, not just when I'm outside in, not just when I'm down by the lake. Might as well have my head on a stake. It's when I
brand new single Miss in the Leica Version studio on Triple J. God, it sounded beautiful, so dreamy, you just sound sick together. I also love the lyrics. We have to get into it. It's twirling around in my dress. I'm picturing myself twirling around in my dress watching you. How did that feel for you?
It felt great. Yeah, incredible. We absolutely love playing it every time.
Oh my God, you smashed it. And let's talk about that being, you know, it just came out last week and you also just released an EP back in September. I would love to hear more about this song. Like you've mentioned that it's a song very clearly about missing someone, but sort of tell us, where did it all start?
It started back in, it was ages ago. I think it was like 2023 maybe. And my boyfriend was away filming a TV show and he was gone for months. And I was like, I really, really miss him. And so I kind of wrote the first section and just had it sitting in my notes app, just as like a little thought. And then we brought it into a session and we just jammed it out. And that's when the kind of frustration really came out, because it had been a few months I'd been like sitting on those emotions.
And
it's sort of, I mean, the whole first part is about not just missing someone when you're alone, but missing someone when you're in all the happy moments, or when you're in a crowd full of people and you're just, you wish they were there to experience all the good things with you, you know?
I was going to say, your boyfriend, what was his reaction to hearing the song for the first time?
I think he loves it. I mean, he comes to like every single show and he's such a support. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Dude, that is so sweet. Florence Rhode with us for Like a Virgin. The original Miss is in the books and the cover is coming soon. Like we've been saying all morning, this is the clue. The name of the song, it is just a person's name. So what are you guessing that Florence Rhode could be covering? 0439757555. Get your guesses in and we'll find out very, very soon. Back with Florence Rhode right after this.
Triple J, like a version. I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I will do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
like a version.
It's Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning, and we are with the incredible Florence Rhode. Their original is done. It's dusted. It was beautiful. It was called Miss. And if you're just tuning in now, you've missed it. The cover is on the way. But there's actually something we need to just sort of bring up, because today is, you know, your first time in Like a Virgin Studio, but it's also Halloween. So happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you so much.
This is just a way even just to ask you, maybe if it wasn't Halloween, we'd want to ask you this, but like, are you into spooky? Are you in touch with the spooky vibes? Do you celebrate the season?
Oh, big time. And it's our first time spending Halloween away from home. So we've been kind of thinking, how can we, you know, incorporate this into the touring life and, you know, everywhere. And some costumes are on the way.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How big is the planning of the costumes as a band? Like, how far in advance are we talking about the costume?
Yeah, I mean, I go months in advance. Last year, I threw like a Halloween party at my house and it was pretty great, I have to say so. So next year, hopefully we'll be home and I can throw another Halloween party.
What was the outfit for that party?
Oh, I was Coraline.
Oh my God.
And I had like a little, a blue bob wig.
Did you do the buttons?
No, I didn't do the buttons.
Yeah, it's a bit intense.
Yeah, I wanted to. I felt like I wanted to see everyone else's costumes.
The costume's so good, it cuts out everybody else's. Yeah. Sorry, gang. Yeah, this rules. Can we go back to the start? Because obviously on the up and up now, touring the world, probably never at home, but you're from Bray in Ireland. Just a quick Google search. This place looks delightful. Can you tell us about Bray? I'm a bit obsessed.
Yeah, I love Bray. I think it's great. It's like, it's a nice mixture between being close enough to like Dublin town. It's like, I think it's like an hour bus or a 30 minute drive, but you're also like in nature. Like there's so many beautiful hikes around, and like Wicklow is such a beautiful county. I think we absolutely loved growing up there.
Yeah. What would you do as kids like around in Bray? What was like the thing to do?
A big thing in Bray, I would say, is loitering. Find a corner that you like and just hang out there for a few hours.
I was going to say the beach, but you know what? That's pretty good too.
So funny to picture Lily at the beach and Hannah sort of loitering, standing, waiting.
Yeah. Gotta hit one, like just one of these, kind of like, you know. Yeah.
Can I ask, was it like to be cool? Like, is that what the loitering vibe was? Or was it just sort of see what was happening?
I think to see what's going on. Yeah. And also, you know, like meet your friends, because if they're going to the beach, you can kind of intercept them on your corner.
Was there much of a music scene in Bray when you were starting as kids?
Yeah, I think, I mean, Music Generation is a really great organization that really helped us out in the very beginning. And they'd be really active in like all across Ireland. So yeah, we found a really nice community. And also then when we started playing in Dublin, there's so many amazing, amazing bands and musicians in Dublin. And we found it to be such a beautiful community. And we're so grateful to have gotten to play with a lot of those local bands.
That is so cool. I don't know if this is a cringe question, but like, what do you think is like the secret to like long friendships?
That's so cute.
Yeah. I don't think it's just like listening to each other. And like, I think we're very keen on just like making sure everyone is comfortable. And if you're not, that you're comfortable enough to say, hey, I don't like that. Or I, you know, need this to be different. And I think that's what we try to do anyway. It seems to be working.
Yeah, totally. Do you agree, Hannah?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think also carving out time to do stuff that's just for fun. Like we've been Mario Karting every day.
And like, so fun.
You know, but stuff where you're not thinking too hard, or, you know, just spending time together.
Really, like, yeah. We went on a holiday, all of us and two other friends this summer. So it's really, really fun to just like chill together as friends and not like be working as a, in a sense, you know.
Yeah, so sweet. To have these like deep, long-running connections and relationships as well. Florence Rhode is with us for Like a Version this morning. Like we said, the original is in the books and the cover is coming in just a few moments. We gave the clue that the name of the song is a person's name. Florence Rhode, time to reveal. What are we going to hear this morning?
Georgia
by Phoebe Bridgers.
Incredible.
Not bringing their own drums. What is that drum roll?
Would have done it on a stair if we could, but it's already in the studio. Why this song? Big Phoebe Bridgers fans.
Yeah, and we were trying to think about what song we could do for this. And a few years ago, Phoebe Bridgers came to Dublin and was playing. And she played Georgia there, which isn't normally on the set list, I don't think. So everyone was losing their minds. But I just remember seeing her with the guitar and the whole band left the stage, and like it was so simple and acoustic, but still probably one of the most powerful songs, you know, I've heard. So yeah, it came to mind.
It's such a beautiful song.
Cannot wait to hear your take on it. Let's get it right now in the Like a Version studio. This is Florence Rhode covering Phoebe Bridgers' Georgia. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Georgia, Georgia, I love your sun. And when it gets older, it might be the one. Georgia, Georgia, it's got beautiful bones. And he knows.
my days. Oh, my days. There it is. Florence Road for their very first Like a Virgin covering Phoebe Bridges, Georgia. How fitting for Halloween to have such haunting harmonies yes. on that thing. That was ghostly in its way. How are you feeling right now?
So good. Yeah, that was so fun.
So beautiful and like so stripped back. And I just hearing about your friendship, your connection, and watching you just in there together making such beautiful music was like a joy to watch for a debut. Like, it was pretty incredible. Thank you, Florence Road.
Thank you
so much.
What an absolute treat. Now, like we said, you've been very, very busy this year and there's still a little bit to squeeze in. So what's on for the rest of 2025?
Ooh, we've got a lot more touring. So we're touring with Wolf Alice. Mm-hmm. And then when we come back from that, we are playing Other Voices in Dingle, which we are so stoked. We're so excited for that. And then we're doing our own headline tour kind of around the UK and Ireland, which we're so excited for.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I know you're here right now, but like, can you come back? Will you promise to come back?
We would love to.
If you
to.
Buy me a flight, yes. I'm there.
Yeah, okay, I will work on it. Florence Road, it's been a pleasure having you in the Like a Virgin studio. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you so much, guys. So lovely to meet you.
It's Kajetta and Luca with you on Triple J. Stay with us. We'll tell you who's doing Like a Virgin next week.